Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Very, very special day for us here. I'll introduce the crew. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And joining us live in studio, we've been wanting to do this for a long time, is the former manager of the San Diego Padres and the Colorado Rockies. The great Bud Black is joining us for the first time ever.
Let's get you right up here to the microphone, like, so everybody can hear you, buddy. And it's good to see you. It's been a while.
Yep. It's great to be here.
You look great.
Thank you.
Better shape than me.
Here's the deal. I've over the years, I've checked in on you guys, like I mentioned prior to being live here, that you guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
So good going. I know that.
It always makes us nervous when real baseball people listen to the show.
It's like, how big of idiots are we?
Yeah,
really?
How bad is it? Yeah. Do you hear some really bad, bad opinions?
Well, actually, you guys study it.
We do.
You do.
We love it.
I know you have a passion for it. And, it's not often that you really get a true baseball station, right?
Yeah.
Across the country. I'm up in the middle of the night sometimes, and I'll turn the radio on just so I can't sleep. And it's football mania.
Everywhere. Yeah. Or LeBron.
Even in the playoffs. Yeah. Right now what's going on, they're still talking. They're talking the backup cornerback for the Lions.
It's true. I got in the car yesterday, buddy, and before I put on Sirius to listen to the Guardians-Tigers game on the way home, I flipped on Colin Cowherd. And I'm like, I just want to see. It's playoff day. It starts. A game actually just started. Will he even address the playoffs? And maybe he did later in the show, but when I turned it on, it was... What's wrong with the Chargers' offensive line? The Vikings need some offensive line help, but I'm going, the playoffs are today. Now, the weird thing is, I just saw a tweet that came out from Ben Verlander, of all people, talking about the popularity of baseball, and it has really skyrocketed. It has gone through the roof, surprisingly, because, again, the national shows, like you mentioned, probably even the local show, local shows when you were in Colorado, it was probably 90% Broncos.
Yeah, it was Broncos. Obviously since Dion's been there, a lot of Colorado football, but heavy football. Baseball, when I first got there, when we made the playoffs, it was rolling a little bit, but still, I think nationally you're right, football has taken over, but
not for us though, no. My friend.
So I want to know, because you've spent the last quarter of a century pretty much uninterrupted as Angels pitching coach, Padres manager, Rockies manager. And then all of a sudden you get paroled a little early.
Good behavior.
In Colorado. Right. Congratulations.
Yes.
What does one do with himself during baseball season when you're so used to doing what you do during baseball season?
Well, you're right. I'll tell you a quick story. So I got let go by the Rockies on a Sunday. So Monday, I decided I'm going to take the therapeutic drive from Denver to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I left like at 4:30 in the morning. and I'm driving. Now I'm into Utah. Like it's 7:38 o'clock. Phone rings. It's George Brett. He goes, Blackie, you can now come to the reunion. The Royals had a 40-year reunion of the World Series team. He goes, hey, hang with them that you got fired. You're coming to the reunion this weekend. And, you know, we started talking. And then, you know, after that, a couple other guys called on the drive, you know, Gubazaw, Charlie Liebrandt, a lot of my buddies about this reunion for the Royals. And so long story short, I ended up going to the reunion. I went to the Cleveland Indian 30-year reunion of the World Series team. I went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, guys, on a trip up there for 10 days. Did some fly fishing, took the whole family up there, a little bit of golf, been to the beach.
Can I get fired today? I'd like to be fired today.
All the stuff we can't do as uniform personnel for, you know, from February till October. But still, you know, I've been connected to baseball. I still watch when I can. I still follow the guys that I'm close with,
yeah.
Players, coaches, teams. You know, flag football, Little League baseball, League stuff. You know, I got some grandkids, I think the your age sons.
Yep.
So doing all that stuff.
Which is great. I mean, it's so much fun. You know, you talk to a lot of former athletes, and they get out of the game, and there are certain guys that are happy to be done, right? They're just like, I did it. It was great. I'm going to move on to broadcasting, or I'm going to be a consultant or financial analyst or whatever it is. For you, does the itch still exist after being let go early in the year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, I'm not sure what's going to play out here, you know, this winter, but you know, I want to stay in the game. I've talked to a couple teams about a couple potential roles. You know, we'll see how this all plays out moving forward. But, you know, I feel good. You know, my energy level's high. I love the game. I love the players. I love the people in the game. And that's everybody, right? It's not just, you know, front office players, you know, media, just, you know, everybody involved. I think it's I love this game. You know, my family's behind me. They want me to keep going in some regard. So we'll see. But, you know, the itch is still there. And you can, hey, listen, you look at other head coaches, managers. Boach came back.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll came back. I mean, guys come back.
Sure. No doubt. So, if you ever.
You're half their age.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you ever want to give pitching lessons and charge for it, I will pay for my 7-year-old, a burgeoning pitcher, has really, really gotten into pitching. And but no, I mean, the love of the game is very obvious.
You know, and something I wanted to ask you, because when you were first hired by the Padres and then the Rockies, I think there was a thought that this was going to open the door for pitching coaches to start becoming managers, because it's never really been the avenue to go from pitching coach to manager. Hasn't really happened. And we've got a guy in Ruben Niebla, who I think is a phenomenal pitching coach here in San Diego, but I don't know, will he ever get a chance to manage a big league club? It remains a bit of a glass ceiling, and you've been one of the only guys to kind of break through. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think for the longest time, you know, there was a, you know, the pitching coach is such a valuable part of an organization, and you sort of get bottled into that, and you know it's more about, I think, the person than any other aspect, right? If a player or somebody who gets into coaching has those abilities, regardless of the position, I think that's what matters the most. But you know, I think ex pitchers were sort of viewed in this window of just only knowing pitching. And believe me, if I didn't go to Anaheim as the pitching coach and learn from Socha, Joe Maddon, Ron Renicki, Mickey Hatcher, Alfredo Griffin, you know, I probably wouldn't have been set up to come to the Padres, but. You know, it's more about the person, I think, but I think overall there was a perception that, you know, pitchers were just bottled into all they know is pitching. They don't know the complete game.
But they know hitting so well. Yeah. I mean, a lot of great hitters go to the pitchers and say, how would you get me out, right? And that, I think that's so valuable. I wanted to ask
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
I mean, I learned
right?
more from Hal McCray and others about my style.
Sure.
So it works both ways for sure.
You know, when I look at your managerial career and I look at some of the teams you manage, is there ever a lamenting by you? Because, you know, looking back and saying, you know, give me the Dodgers and see what would happen, right? Give me these Padres and see what would happen. It's a natural, It's natural, right? Like, I do it with radio. I do it with radio all the time. If this show was around 20 years ago with what those guys were making, we'd be millionaires right now with the numbers we put up. It's hard not to let it kind of eat you alive sometimes.
Well, that's just the way it is. And, you know, I think all of us in the game know that, you know, there's only 30 of these positions. And, you know, a lot of times you can't pick them. Some guys can. Again, that's just the way it is. And you know, we sort of joke about it at times amongst the guys that I'm close with, you know, some managers in the game. But we all know that, you know, there's 30, you know, there's 30 different teams, and we all have different constraints and issues. And everybody, you know, even though we all go through it, you know, we all have, you know, all different types of issues that we are presented to us, regardless of the organization, regardless how good that club is.
Sure.
Everybody's listening. I got a text message says, tell Harry Black that Marvin Agler says hello. That would be our friend Jesse. Why do you call him Marvin?
Well, when I first met him, I mean, the very first time he introduced himself, hey, I'm Jesse Agler. And I said, hey, Jesse, Marvin Agler?
So, Agler. Oh, so, Agler, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how that. So that's how. He's a beauty. I met Jesse right when he came to San Diego, and we've watched him grow.
Yeah,
I mean, and you know, listen to him. He's doing a really great job. I'm really happy for where his career has went. But he's a good one.
I also saw Uncle Teddy yesterday. He told me to say hello as well.
Thank you.
He said one of my favorites all time.
Yeah.
He went through a lot of Padres managers over the years since the early 1980s when he got to San Diego. And he said, Buddy Black, definitely one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah. You know, you're in one of those positions, too, talking to Bud Black here on Ben and Woods live in studio. In one of those positions, too, I remember after you got let go, there were a couple articles written about the Rockies as an organization and how behind I think they were in some aspects. And, you know, we've had those articles written about us here in San Diego. You make adjustments. The thing is, they haven't really made those adjustments there yet. And, you know, it does feel like one of those organizations, same with maybe Pittsburgh and things like that, that had just seemed to be behind a little bit. How hard was that for you to reconcile as the guy that's supposed to go out and win baseball games?
Well, it's, you know, I know
or
that.
How true are those things?
You know, I think that you know, when you're in that chair and you're part of it, you know, you're always talking about the processes that need to take place. So, I mean, again, the Rockies have done some things in the last couple years, right? A pitching lab was built in Scottsdale.
Yep.
They have, you know, there's been a turnover in the analytic department. They're trying to beef that up. So the process is happening as we speak. You know, they're trying hard to, you know, to do within their means to get, you know, up to speed. And nobody's going to catch, you know, some of the teams that have, you know, huge revenue streams.
Sure.
who can really build out departments. But, you know, the Rockies are doing as much as they can. As other clubs are trying to do some things too, but it still comes down to in a lot, it's a blend of all that, Woodsy. It's a blend of, you know, scouting, player development, analytics, you know, working that all together. And I know that the Rocks are doing everything they can, you know, to try to get there.
Well, and as the you know, it can be such a dirty word with so many players. I see it, or so many former players, former managers. We saw it all over Twitter last night. Oh, here we go again. Aaron Boone managing by the analytics instead of the feel and all that. It's really like the worst job of all time. I mean, it's got to be like the worst job in the history. You have control over things, right? You have control in that maybe you make the lineup card, you guys get together, you make the lineup. Then the game starts and your third baseman swinging at sliders out of the zone. You're like, it's not really on me, but I'm going to take the fall for this. And the you know, do you think – generally, do you think there is a lack of feel by a lot of managers these days?
I don't think so. I think, you know, to get a managerial position, I mean, you have to have the wherewithal going in to be able to handle it. And you have a lot of things under your control, but once the game starts, you know, the true battle between the pitcher and the catcher is there. The infielder and the ground ball, the outfielder and the fly. I mean, all those things, that's competition. That's what happens in the game. But, you know, I really feel that all managers are equipped to handle all this. And the things you have to go through, the things that we have to go through on a daily basis, on a hourly basis, sometimes on a minute basis, is a lot more than what people think.
Oh, no question.
I do want to ask, now that you're no longer with the Rockies, you can feel free to be honest about this, and it's been driving us crazy for years. How did Charlie Blackmon always own just the Padres every single time?
What did we do to him? Did we cut him? Did we not give him a look?
Like, I know that the career numbers were really good.
Oh, my God.
I think like 600 or something.
Astronomical.
You know, I'm not sure. But, I mean, I'll say this. I mean, of all the players that I've had, you know, I'll go back to Anaheim and then San Diego. I mean, Charlie's in my top five of guys who – you know, really did it right. I mean, what a student of the game. You know, he's really sort of a self-made player. You know, a junior college pitcher, you know, went to Texas in summer ball as a collegian, turned himself into a hitter. But, you know, whatever it is, he just had a, you know, he had a way over the Padres. I'm not sure why.
Felt good.
But he was, I just know this, he had the same effort level, same intensity against all 29 other teams as well. It just so happened that whether he saw the ball better here at Petco, whether he was able to see the ball better against Padre pitchers at Coors, not sure. But I always felt good about Charlie, you know, when he was playing the Pods.
Pencil him in every single time, for sure.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Buddy Black's in studio, is going to be with us. And when we come back, we'll get the answer to the question that everybody wants to know. How would you have managed yesterday's game better than Mike Shildt and won it for the San Diego Padres? We'll get to that coming up next after a quick timeout. Check of traffic. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, very much appreciate Buddy Black being in here this morning. But also wanted to tell you guys, all the tier ones out there, if you are struggling with debt and you feel a little underwater in your house, you can certainly get a better rate right now with Loan Pronto. Loan Pronto, been a longtime sponsor of this show. Very much appreciate that partnership. They are delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years. Their rate reduction home loan program, streamlined, low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. Lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR. Close in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. And the kicker, you could skip your next two house payments entirely. Rates this low will not last, so call Loan Pronto now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. Lock in that new low rate. Skip those next two payments. Don't let high rates hold you back. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com right now. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. We're live with Bud Black in studio in Ben Woods at a playoff morning. Padres taking on the Cubs, 12:08 again here on 97.3 The Fan. And obviously, I mean, do you even like to play, you know, armchair manager when you're not actually really managing like the rest of us live for, apparently, especially in a big game like the playoffs? I know.
I actually don't. I don't like doing it.
You know, the only thing, and you guys have heard this before, and I've said it. I mean, the manager and the coaching staff know the players more than anybody.
Yep.
Right?
Intimately.
And as much as you guys and fans talk about the game, you know, the coaches and the manager and the organization talk about it times 10.
Yeah.
So they know their personnel. They know, you know, what's going on, you know, to a T with all these players. So I think it's natural. Rather, you know, in baseball, you know, I always know. There's a reason behind certain things, mm-hmm. even when things look real funky. And, you know, there are things that, you know, some players will do on their own out of nowhere that,
of
you know, might be a little raise your eyebrow a little bit, even as a manager in game. And you guys know in football, right? I mean, I've watched football, I think we all know a little bit of football, but I never question why did we run on third and four? Why didn't we pass?
Right.
But I think it's natural, and that's part of the beauty of sports, right? Is to I don't know whether it's questions a word, but you know, talk about a player or something that happened.
Well, I've learned a lot in doing this show with Ben and Paul and talking to the fans and talking to skippers and I've learned a lot. So what I don't do anymore is I don't really question like the bullpen decisions because I've said many times, not only is managing the worst job of all time, managing a bullpen has got to be. It got to keep you up at night sometimes.
That's the thing that the manager has to be the best at.
The best.
I mean, that's the thing that, you know, any young manager who's asked me, you know, give me some advice, and, you know, we'll talk about many things, but, you know, the number one priority this day and age is handling the pitching staff.
And, again, it comes down to, I would assume before the game, it would be, how are you feeling? Got one for me today? Like what?
Yeah.
And all that stuff goes into those decisions. Yeah. Nobody makes any decisions willy-nilly. Like, oh, my gut tells me. You know, it's more of like I talk to him. As Mikey Varas, the head coach of SDFC, our soccer team here, said, I have to smell the locker room. Yeah. I have to smell it. And when I look these guys in the eye, I need to know, oh, I can trust you or I can't trust you.
You're right. There's all of that. And, you know, Joe Maddon and I used to talk about this. There's three things that you form your decision on about players, right? The heart, you know, what your heart says about a decision, what your gut says about a decision, and what your head says about a decision.
Three totally different things.
And really, if you manage by your gut, you manage by your heart, or you manage by your head, the best way to go is manage by your head, you know, by your you know, what you're thinking, your brain, what your brain tells you. The next best thing is your gut. The last thing is your heart.
Yeah.
And the heart's the toughest kind because you care about players.
Yeah,
you have empathy
course.
For players. But those three things always come to mind. I think the real good leaders, the real good decision makers always think about their brain. And those other two things come into play, right? Because there are some decisions that you sort of feel in your gut that are right. And there's some decisions in your heart, you know, whether to, you know, maybe start this player because you love him and he's going to perform today. You just know it.
Mm.
And you just sort of feel it in your heart that's going to happen. And I think we've all been there in certain
sure.
things. But, you know, the brain still is the one that wins out the most.
Oh, it's so tough.
Buddy, we always talk about baseball. It's different than the other sports. 162 games playing every day. As a manager, you clearly have to manage for the long term. It can't be just today and we'll worry about tomorrow,
Game seven, over
6 months. And then the playoffs arrive, and it's almost like a completely different sport in a certain way. You had a couple opportunities, obviously, with the Rockies in the postseason. You had a game 163 with everything on the line for the Padres. How do you approach the playoffs compared to the regular season?
Yeah, those are it's completely different.
It's like an old new job.
It is. It's crazy. You know, the even going back to my early years in Anaheim when we made the playoffs and talking to Mike and Joe as we went through a number of seasons in the playoffs in our World Series run and into San Diego, it's just different. It's just different. But in what makes it even more difficult is a game like today with the Padres, right? This is it, and the other three teams who are on the brink of being eliminated. Everything goes out the door, and you just have to win that game and use every resource you can. But I'll assure you this, that Mike and his staff and AJ, who's in Chicago, and the Padre personnel are there. They're talking about all this stuff,
grinding over it.
To go through it today. And they talked about it in the days prior to this as well too, how this was all going to set up and all the different scenarios. But playoff baseball is different. Now a 7-game series, it's a little bit more like it, right?
Yeah.
When you get into the ALCS and the World Series, it's a little bit more, mapped out, planned out a little bit more like a potential regular season. But you get down to games like this, man, heads up.
I was just going to ask, like, how much different is it, in a 5-game or a 7-game series facing an elimination? Guys have, the rotation's moved around a little bit. Like, to face elimination after one game, you're like, you still have all of your pitchers essentially available.
Yeah.
That would make the decisions so much more difficult, I think.
Yeah,
in a 7-game series, like, well, he pitched yesterday. He can't go again today. But you're like, we have Darvish, Cease, Michael King,
Randy
Vasquez.
Yeah.
Everyone's available.
Those are the super tough ones, man. Yeah, I mean, like, I caught you guys just a little bit driving in about the – about Cease and what to do here.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, the staff knows, all their players more than we do, but those are the hairy ones, and you just don't know how this game's going to play out, because every game that starts, it's a blank canvas. You don't know, and it's going to be painted one way or another from the very first pitch on, and the game will tell you, in a sense, what to do. It really will,
And I say it all the time on the show. It doesn't matter what level of baseball you're playing or coaching. I don't know that people really grasp how fast the game is, right?
Yeah.
Like, it speeds up so quickly. Now, with many, many, many years of experience, having played in the big leagues, slows down a little bit for guys like yourself. But for the new manager, the manager of the Marlins, who's been in the game too, but it's so fast. Yeah. People don't realize how quickly things can spiral out of control. A pass ball yesterday. It's a whole different scenario with Estrada throwing that pass ball or wild pitch or whatever it was. Everything changes just in the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
It is. Can you speak to the speed of the game?
Yeah, I think you're all, from experience, certain situations, that potentially are going to come up. So you're always thinking ahead about, all things that could happen.
Yeah.
From the pitching side, who's on deck, who's in the hole, who's after that guy, their bench. So you really have to be in tune with that. And, years of experience, even as a player, you sort of feel those things coming on. But you're right, and it's hard to really explain the swiftness that could be upon you at any moment. But that's why it's for a fan or anybody who loves baseball, it'd probably be fun for them to sit with an ex-manager or an ex-player or coach and really watch a 9-inning game.
And talk about it
after every single pitch and what your eyes tell you. But you're right, it moves fast, and I say most, I think managers very rarely in this day and age get caught off guard because if you got caught off guard too often, you wouldn't manage.
Correct.
You wouldn't be in that. You wouldn't be in that chair. So, and again, you know your coaches are there to help you. You know, all those things that happen during the course of a game.
Amazing.
Got Bud Black in studio, and before we go to break, a little breaking news out of Colorado. Not going to put you on the spot. You can react to this or not. But in Denver, they're reporting that Rockies GM Bill Schmidt is departing the Rockies. The team will immediately begin an external search for a new head of baseball operations. Schmidt's been there a long time. About quarter of a century putting together Rockies team. Yeah. So a new direction for your old organization now in Denver.
We read a piece about them last year. Like half the staff has been employed there for like 30
years.
Been
there for a long time.
Billy's a great baseball man from Orange County originally. He started his career with the Yankees. Worked way back with some longtime great baseball man. We connected in Cleveland for the very first time when I was just as a player, and I sort of after I got released, got into their front office. Billy and I worked together, did some advanced scouting for the Indians in the late 90s, and then reunited again in Colorado. But Billy's like all of us, passionate about baseball. He's a great baseball man. Like anything, it's tough, it's hard, and there's changes. Obviously that happened in this game, right? The news with Boach, sort of caught me off guard. The Bob Melvin situation caught me off guard as well. So it's the nature of leadership in professional sports these days, all sports.
You're hired to get fired, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Even Mike in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of years ago, that was didn't see that one coming.
No, nobody did.
I mean, that was, some great managing there, some success. You never know. But again, as far as the Rockies go, guys, I know their owner. He loves the Rockies. He loves baseball. They'll figure it out.
Well, I don't know if you want to make any easy money as a broadcaster going forward. You certainly could. We'll give you a little test. You can put your analyst hat on. We can talk about the wild card series going on.
Well, we're not gonna go play against Woods.
No,
classic rock.
You can take me on if you want
to take on Woods.
I would love to.
I'm all here for it.
'70s rock, Ben. Right,
I will come up. I will find the right category for you, and we'll have Buddy Black take on Woods.
Or we can talk about Scooble's punch outs, and
we can do both. I think we got one more segment with Buddy Black.
I want to talk bunting.
We can do both of those things coming up in our last segment. Let's take a quick timeout. More with Bud Black in studio with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan coming up next. If you want to play your own manager though, and set your own daily fantasy sports lineups, you can do so with Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy for everybody. You can actually turn your sports watching and sports knowledge into actual money with Prize Picks. You're just picking against the numbers, setting lineups between 2 and 6 players, more or less. If it's baseball, watching game today, Fernando Tatis Jr., more or less than 1.5 runs, RBIs plus hits. For Manny Machado, more or less than half a home run. You can win big by putting more players into your lineup with Prize Picks, or you can go a little more conservatively. Put 4 players, do a flex play where only 3 need to win, and you can cash out winnings that way. So many different ways to play with Prize Picks. They also let you follow other Prize Picks players. You got a favorite on there. You can follow with your lineups in one click, and then just copy and paste and go right into your lineup every single day. You do it the way you want to do it. Just make sure when you do it, you sign up at prizepicks.com and use the code KWFN when you sign up. You're going to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup by using code KWFN at PrizePicks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When Bud Black comes in the studio and wants to play Take on Woods, we play Take on Woods. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a listener call in, and Bud's going to play for a listener for a chance to qualify for the Eagles in Las Vegas. So if you want to call now, 833-288-0973. We'll put you on hold. We'll let you say hi to Buddy, and then Buddy's going to play Woods for a chance for the Eagles in Las Vegas. We'll do that coming up after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Take on Woods, brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. We've got Bud Black as our contestant, but the first caller is Jocelyn. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Say hi to Buddy. He's going to be playing for you for the chance to qualify for the Eagles at the Sphere.
Coach, I know Dana Olson, my daughter's fourth grade teacher. That's a longtime friend of your daughter.
Right.
Just had to say that. And I love you.
But no extra pressure, right? Okay.
No, yeah.
All right, so if Buddy can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for the grand prize trip to the Eagles at the Venetian, two nights, the tickets to the show at the Sphere, the VIP package, the $100 gas card, all of it. You can get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Now, you know the rules, Buddy. You've heard the game before.
I do know
all right,
the rules.
So five. Yes. We've got all 2 second songs. The category, I've pulled this one specially for you. It's called King of the Jungle. We have five songs that all include the word jungle in the title. Paulie's got the little music. He's going to play you each clip. You're going to have 60 seconds to try to identify as many of the five songs as you can. If you don't know, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. And you need to give me the title of the song and the artist to score the full point. So you got it? You good to go?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you got this. First off, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I would be too.
A little bit different.
So remember, the category, King of the Jungle. Jungle in every title.
Oh, God, jungle.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Bud Black. Let's take on Woods.
Jungle Love, Steve Miller Band.
Correct. Song number two.
Welcome to the Jungle.
By
Bon Jovi.
Oh, so close. Song number three.
Oh. Pass.
Song number four.
Get down, get down.
Tough game.
Pass.
Okay, song number five.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Gotta
Category. What's the category?
Run through
Running Through the Jungle.
Yes, song number three.
Pink Floyd.
Now, Jethro Tull, Bungle in the Jungle. Cool in the Gang, Jungle Boogie. Yes. And Guns N' Roses, it was a great guess. 2.5. I'm giving you 2.5 there for Welcome to the Jungle. All right, let's bring Woods back in. He's gonna run through this category,
yeah,
buddy. I think so. But Jocelyn, we'll see. We'll see. Buddy's score is locked in. Woods doesn't get the category. Makes it a little tougher. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Bud Black.
Jungle Love by Steve Miller Band.
Correct. Song number two.
Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Correct. Song number three.
Oh, pass.
Song number four.
Get down, get down.
Jungle Boogie. Chase You in the Sunshine.
No!
Man.
Song number five.
Run Through the Jungle by CCR.
Correct. Song number three.
I don't know this one.
You don't know that
Jungle
one?
Taint?
You just snuck out the win, though.
Oh,
just barely. Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull.
Okay.
And it's
Should've
Cool in the Gang is Jungle Boogie. But,
so close.
Yeah. Oh,
3-2.
Sorry, Jocelyn.
Good going.
Thank
good
you,
Good try, buddy. It was a very good game.
Dang.
A very good game today of Take on Woods.
Well, you got outmanaged. I mean, it happens from time to time. You know? It happens. It happens. It's all right.
All right. Let's.
Ooh, I'm sweaty.
You're both nervous.
Yeah, this is great.
Right, makes playoff baseball
it's like
seem
being,
like
it's
a
like being in the dugout.
That's right.
Piece of cake. Let's quickly go through some of the series here quickly, just your observations. We got some close games yesterday. I mean, Yankees Red Sox came down to the wire. Guardians Tigers came down to the wire in the ninth inning. I mean, it's what you want as a fan, buddy. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I think the theme of yesterday, right, and you know, the Padre game fit right into that, was the, you know, the situational hitting.
Yeah.
Right, the opportunity to get guys in with less than two outs from third base. In all those games, didn't happen. It goes to the quality of the pitching these days, the stuff, right, that guys are throwing, and how hard it is to hit. But you know, the team that does put the ball in play in those situations, you know, and these games are going to win. You know, Nico Horner's at bat against Estrada after the split finger wild pitch.
Yep.
You know, that short little stroke that's sac fly to center field that added their third run, sort of typified, you know, what a hitter needs to do in those situations. But it's just the situational hitting was the thing that stood out for me yesterday, and the great pitching, bullpen work across those three games, you know, was what I was looking at.
You know, and I wanted to ask you too, not to shift gears away from the playoffs, but I didn't want to let you go before asking you what a nightmare it was to manage in Coors Field. Because as a fan, I'll tell you, I mean, I'll you know, I like to go play in Dodger Stadium, take on the Dodgers with all their boppers and their great pitching. It's like, all right, I feel like we have a chance. The games against the Rockies are the ones that make me nauseous, because I'm like, with talent, we should win, right? But it's baseball. Yeah. Anything can happen. And I watch those games, and I go, it's a house of horrors. I mean, what do you tell your pitchers like when they sign there or when they get there?
This is you know, to answer this in full.
It would take like an hour.
Yeah, we need a whole afternoon, or we need happy hour and beyond.
Yes,
right, to go through this. But you know, it's a different game. I think every manager, player, coach will tell you who's gone through Coors Field in the 30 years and Mile High Stadium. It's just different because of the altitude, and you know, I think in the long term, once the Rockies, get their roster to the point where it can be really a home field advantage, because you know, pitching staffs that come in are terrified, but on the other hand, you know, the hitters come in and are happy.
They're,
you know, they can't wait to get there, so. But, you know, managing there, and going back to what I said about managing the pitching staff, it's critical. You know, for 81 games there as the home team manager, you have to really be aware of your pitching staff, what's going on physically, and what's going on mentally, right? You need a certain type of pitcher, and you really need a certain type of player to play there, in Coors Field. And I know that managers and coaches that come in for a 3 or 4 game series a couple times a year as a Western Division foe, you know, they've come to realize that they got to do things differently, right? You might have to keep your starter in there a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You got to save your bullpen because you never know how a game's going to play out. Because you get late in the game, you know, no lead is safe, and it's hairy. It gets super dicey.
Those guys that have so much confidence in being able to spin the baseball, and they realize, yeah, I just spun this like I normally do, and it didn't do anything.
Yeah,
I just tattooed it.
You know, a breaking ball will work, but you got to have a really good breaking ball.
Yeah.
You got to really be able to consistently, you know, hit it right out front at the, you know, your release point and everything to make it to make it really work in altitude. But it can be done. But it makes pitching a little bit different.
Yeah.
All that great situational hitting, all that great bullpen work, and then there's the Dodgers who just go out and hit five home runs with Shohei Ohtani, and you had to deal with them too. I mean, they're a threat. They're a force.
That's what they do. Yeah. You know, it's no secret that, you know, they talk about the home run. And you know, again, in the history of the game, home runs will in the 100-year history of the game, home runs will win games. Right.
What about bunting?
Why don't have time for that conversation?
Why? That's I need an hour with him.
I know.
About that.
Let's bring Buddy Black back at some point, because that was an enjoyable hour. I think for the tier ones as well, they really appreciate you coming down and joining us today.
I tell you what, guys, that went fast.
It did. It was really fast.
And let me and thank you for letting me take on Woods.
You're welcome.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
Actually, I caught the I think I caught the show when you just got back from London.
Yeah,
and you saw Oasis.
England,
yeah. You know, that was sort of fun to listen to.
That was a blast.
But anyway, thanks, guys. Paul,
thank you so much
for reaching out.
Of course,
we got this obviously we got some. Connections from being from the Northwest. And Ben, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, buddy.
I know we didn't talk about the Ryder Cup.
Fine,
I saw it up there.
We can
TV
do that off
here,
the air next. We got Mike Schilt press conference coming up at the top of the hour.
We'll
take you out to Wrigley Field and more. Final hour of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.